Good Friday morning, beloved. Again, what a privilege it is for me to be able to start my morning off together with you, the most important people in my life, and we'll read God's word together. Good start on the day. Amen. Today we are in Acts chapter 11. Today's reading focuses on the expansion of the gospel beyond Palestine. The church in Jerusalem sends Barnabas to Antioch, that's in Syria, and Barnabas invites Saul to join him. They spend a year in Antioch meeting with and teaching the people, and in Antioch the believers are called Christians for the first time. And God's guiding word for us for this whole week has been discipleship. Let's begin reading Acts chapter 11, beginning at verse 19. Some of the believers who were scattered by the persecution which took place when Stephen was killed went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message of to Jews only. But other believers who were from Cyprus and Cyrene, they went to Antioch and proclaimed the message to Gentiles also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's power was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. The news about this reached the church in Jerusalem, so they sent Barnabas to Antioch, where he arrived and saw how God had blessed the people. He was glad, and he urged them all to be faithful and true to the Lord with all their hearts. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found them, he took him to Antioch, and for a whole year the two met with the people of the church and taught a large group. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. About that time, some prophets went from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and by the power of the Holy Spirit predicted that a severe famine was about to come over all the earth, and it did come when Claudius was emperor. The disciples decided that they would each send as much as they could to help their fellow believers who lived in Judea. They did this then and sent the money to the church elders by Barnabas and Saul. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 11, verse 21, where the Lord's power was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. You know, beloved, what happened in Antioch was very unique. Everywhere else, an apostle had been sent to share the good news of Jesus Christ. But here, common everyday Christians, just like you and me, are just, they're living their life. They're traveling hither and yon and whatever, and along the way, they stop and they share the gospel message with those that they meet. And people are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. I mean, hand over fist. It is amazing what has happened without any official sanctions from the church in Jerusalem. So when news of this did get back to the church in Jerusalem, they went ahead and sent Barnabas to check this out. Barnabas went there and he found out, oh my goodness, I mean, there's a growing, vital church here. And he saw the opportunity that was there for the kingdom of God, and he went to Tarsus looking for Saul, found Saul, and brought him back with him to Antioch, and for a whole year the two met, and just, there was just a wonderful time. The Bible says that they met with the people and taught a large group. Now, this is something that's unique, because up until now, in Ephesus and you know, the places in Galatia or whatever, people would meet in individual homes, and the church leadership would then just rotate from house to house throughout the week, you know, sharing the gospel and ministering to believers. But here, it looks like we have a big place where the people are able to meet, and Saul and Barnabas are able to work together in with this great big group, and something happens. The dynamics are such that that when people looked at these Christians in Antioch, they said they looked just like little Christ, which the word is Christian. And so believers were called Christians first in Antioch. And so this was a paradigm shift in the kingdom of heaven, because now we have whole churches being established, believers just growing up in the Lord without any official clergy being there and working. But when they do have the learned apostles, Barnabas and Saul coming in, oh, they were able to take it to an even higher level. And oh my goodness, I can only imagine what the lives for Christians were like there. And as a matter of fact, this is when Saul gets his first apostolic mission to apostle. The apostle means a sent one. Disciple is a follower. Apostle is a sent one. And the people there Antioch had chosen Barnabas and Saul to take their offerings back to Jerusalem. So what, when this great famine hit, then the believers there would be taken care of. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, empower me with your Holy Spirit and help me to tell the good news about Jesus. Let Barnabas teach me to encourage others to be faithful and true to you. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Join me on Monday when we will be back in Acts chapter 12, where King Herod begins persecuting the members of the church. Of course, before Monday morning comes Sunday morning, and I hope to see all of you there in the chapel as we just celebrate a wonderful time in God's Word. Amen. God bless. May His, the richest promises of His Word be yours. Amen.